AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry, and the Mets were able to move three games ahead of the Braves in the NL East with a 3-0 shutout of the Rockies. Brandon Nimmo hit a solo homer and drove in the Mets' first two runs.
Got a good pitch to hit in the first AB and hit it well. That's one of the better home runs that I've hit this year. And then glad I could come up in the RBI situation.
The Cardinals scored twice in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Braves 6-5. Nolan Arenado had four RBIs, including a two-run homer after coming off the paternity list.
It's a good win against a good team, and, you know, we didn't want to lose back-to-back games. I know I didn't. I had a hard time watching yesterday just because when you're not there, it kind of hurts.
The Brewers stayed six games behind the NL Central leading Cardinals by blanking the Cubs 7-0. The Phillies won their sixth in a row by scoring six early runs, backing Kyle Gibson for a 6-0 shutout of the Pirates.
The six-run lead helped. honestly, I didn't feel very sharp warming up.
Other NL winners were the Marlins, Reds, and Diamondbacks. Miami beat the NL leading Dodgers 2-1. The AL's top team also lost as Dean Kramer pitched into the eighth inning of the Orioles' 3-1 win at Houston.
Curveball and cutter pretty much kept me in it, and then flashing the sinker and the four-seam every once in a while.
Kike Hernandez homered for the Red Sox in their second straight win over the Rays, 5-1.
Our three big dudes feel like they're starting to get rolling again, so yeah, hopefully we can get unconscious for a couple of weeks here and make something happen.
The Yankees managed just one hit and absorbed a 3-2 loss to the A's on DJ LeMahieu's error in the 11th inning. The Twins, Angels, Tigers, and Guardians were the other AL winners. Golf and Scottie Scheffler remained the leader when the third round of the Tour Championship was suspended on Saturday, but his lead is down to one shot over Xander Schauffele. And the Bills have released rookie punter Matt Araiza 2 days after a lawsuit was filed alleging the player and two college teammates gang-raped a 17-year-old girl last October. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.